Romans chapter number 8. Brother Hanley Milne asked me one time about this big Bible. He was riding with me and Bonnie. We was doing a tent meeting up in Kentucky, and he was riding with us every evening, and got to that evening, my Bible fell off the seat, and there's about 100 outlines went all over the floor. He don't write nothing down. He just reads a verse and shoots like a shotgun at everything. And this is what he said. He said, "I'm the God, boy. What would you do if you lost all that mess?" I said, "Well, it's such a blessing, Hanley, that God gives some of us so much we have to write it down." God's son. Brother James, he got out of the van, never looked back. He went to the tent. But all this stuff wrote down in here, Brother Dave, this stuff I don't know. Because there's a whole lot more I don't know than I do. Blessed Heavenly Father, God is about this evening in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus. Thanking you, dear God, for this day that'll make a mark in my life forever. I want to thank you for the privilege of being able to be here. I thank you, Lord, for all that's come. Thank you, Lord, for what's been done in our hearts. And dear God, the moving of the Spirit of God and how that we've rejoiced and enjoyed the good presence of God. Thank you for every song. Thank you for the choir. Thank you, Lord, for the good preaching of the Word of God. And dear Lord, I pray now that you'd help me for just a few minutes tonight. Dear Lord, that the Spirit of God would put this truth in every heart in the house. Make it easy to preach. And we'll be careful to thank you and to praise you for all that you do. For we ask it in Christ's name, for his sake I pray. Amen and amen. Romans 8 and verse number 28. The Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, and might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered us up for them all, for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Thank you. You may be seated. Verse number 31. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, Who can be against us? I'm interested in this phrase. What shall we then say to these things? I want to preach on this subject for just a minute tonight. God is up to something. God is up to something. This is the closest thing that I could come to churning. So, our God is up to something. If you don't believe that, you just read this book. And you study this book, and you'll find out that God is always up to something. He was up to something at the Red Sea crossing. He was, Brother David, he was up to something in redeeming old sinners. And he's still up to something in returning for the saints. This show ain't over yet. Oh no, it's just fixed to get good. You know, that's the way a movie gets down close to the end. When you start getting excited and you wonder what's really going to happen. But thank God when it's over, the good guys ride off. God is up to something. Now watch verse number 28. Three things and I'm through. Now watch it. And we know. Who knows? We do. What do they know? Nothing. They don't have a clue. Because the God that they worship is not up to nothing. But we know, because our God is the one and only great God, and He is up to something on our behalf. No. I'm not waiting on a stimulus package. No. And we know. Now, what do we know? Now, watch it now. Because we know that is a precious thought. If you want to get your mind in the right gear and get to thinking and have a precious thought, it's just get to thinking about what we do know. That's a precious thought. You get to thinking about saved children. We've heard things about that today. About when your children get saved. Because you've had them in a place where God was up to something. Saved children. And then you've got a sweet companion. Hello, boys. Oh, that's a precious thought. When you get to thinking about a good wife that God has given you, saved children, a sweet companion, and then you have a spiritual church. You have a special church. You have a strong church. And today we have had a shouting church. That is a precious thought. Preacher, you can pillow your head on that tonight and say, well, thank God we've had a wonderful, glorious day today, that the God of glory has spent the day with us. Now sometime he comes and seems like he goes, but he's come and stayed all day. I was preaching in Packwood, South Carolina. And the kids had just been on a camp trip. And this mother got up and was testifying about how that her little boy would call her every night after they had the service. And one night he called, said, "Mama," said, "we had an outside service tonight," and said, "we built a fire," and said, "the reason I'm late calling," said, "Jesus come," and he stayed, and he stayed, and he stayed. God! Brother Jim, I got to thinking about that. If you'll build a fire. He'll come and he'll stay and he'll stay and he'll stay. I'm glad, thank God. Today we build a fire and he stayed all day. God jumped to something. That's a precious thought. Precious. Now watch your verse. That all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, you say, okay, preacher, we got a precious thought. So now, what have we here? We have a permanent truth. I read that yesterday. Said the same thing. I don't know how many times I've read it today, Brother Mike. Said the same thing. And you can get up in the morning and read that phrase again, and it will say the same thing. Permanent truth. That's what she's talking about tonight. Yes, sir. A permanent truth. Why? Because that's God up to something. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Permanent. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Permanent truth. A lot of times we quote that and will set you free. That ain't what he said. You can be locked up in jail and be made free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I don't care where you are.
Amen.
I don't care how many jails you're in. I don't care who you're with. You're not set free. You're made. That is a permanent truth. A permanent truth is time can't hold him. No. Time can't hold him. Now watch it. Trouble can't hinder him. He'll just walk right on through time. And trouble can't hinder him. If you don't believe it, read the stories in the Bible where he come into town sick, the lame, the dead. Didn't hinder him. He's still God. Because he's up to something. Now, I like this. Treasures can't hire him. Because if treasures could hire him, he probably wouldn't have come by here today. Said, well, there's a church over yonder that's got more money than this crowd. I'm going over there today. But treasure, stay high. Thank God I'm glad he's not for sale. No. Why? You talk about a permanent truth. And I bless His good name for that today. Now, there's a lot of things that you can change and redo and get by with. But you cannot change the truth of this Bible and get by with it. You can rewrite it. You can do whatever you want to. But it does not change the permanent truth that is in this Bible. This is permanent. Now, I don't know how many times that they've already changed the health care bill. A 1,000 pages, and it ain't paid for one flu shot yet. Most of them haven't even read it. Next verse is, most of them can't read. Whether you read it, you sing it, you hum it, you write it, it's still a permanent truth. This book has got the breath of God in it. It's got the blood of God in it. It's a permanent truth. So that's why God is up to something. Now, one more thing I'm through. Now, it's a precious thought and it's a permanent truth. But to them are the called according to His purpose. God's up to something because it is a personal thrill. To them who are the called according to His purpose. He is a personal God. And He has a purpose in our lives. If there's butter in the milk, He'll bring it to the surface. He done this all night. God knew that there was gold in Job. Yes, sir. And a lot of his friends said, ain't no gold in him. God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Said, I'm going to churn it. God said, when I get through churning on you, Job, you're going to be shining like gold. If it's in there, God will bring it to the surface. When Job come out over in 42, was he shining and struck. Yeah. If there's anything to you, gotta dig it out. Oh yeah. Personal thrill. His purpose is to give us hope. I'd hate to be without any hope tonight, Brother James. I'd hate to be. To have a God that couldn't give us hope. According to His purpose. His purpose is to give us hope. His purpose is to give us help.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Why? Because he's up to something. You say, well, why don't he do it? Well, he will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And his purpose is to give us heaven. Because God is up to something in the life of the children of God. And hallelujah to his name. I had a little something else tonight, and I ought not say this because all these preachers will go home and preach it tomorrow. I ain't going to preach some more this week anyway. I'm not going to preach some more this week, will I? He don't know nothing. God is up to something. I ain't telling you. I can spit and they put it on the internet. LaVon Bolton spit yesterday. It's a personal thrill to know that our God has got a great interest in us. That he wants to do the best, and he is. And he's going to do that in your life and in my life. To the purpose of God. The purpose of God Almighty. Because he chose to do that. And you say something about the sovereignty of God and all the preachers and half of the people are faint. Oh, he believes that. I do too, and I've told y'all this every time I've been here. The definition, the redneck definition of sovereign means that God has never learned anything. Mm-hmm. Tell that to an Armenian and he'll have a nervous breakdown. I'm telling you that this God I know and this God that I serve is interested in me and he's up to something in my life. And it's going to come out to my best and I'm going to be thrilled about it. Thank God we've got a God that's going to take care of us and we're getting out of here. Yeah, we're not like they are. We are the crowd. We're not stuck in this thing. No, no. I ain't a getting off here. I'm just a passing through here. This ain't my final stop, thank God. Why, God's up to something. And one of these mornings, we're going to get up and get out of here. Why? Because our God is up to something.